There's nothing worse than receiving a message from somebody telling you something you can't read or interpret on the spot, and then putting a little tool at the bottom of the note or message or thread, however you want to deem it, putting a little note at the bottom of it, you know, saying that this is a translation device to make this accessible. And so I opened one of those accessible type of things, and boy, did I get hit in the neck, in the face, in the groin, in every region of my body I was hit, because it seemed to me that somebody was deceiving me. I needed the key. I need the key. So let me read you this message, and you judge whether you could, if you can come up with an answer to this, I'd owe you my life. So please tell me what you think. I'm going to go to the message now and read it to you, okay? And this comes from my heart, okay? Good. It starts. Heart, anyone? But I can't see. Look, for the is, I think, is to anyone. But I can't see. Compassion is visible. Warm hearts, I think easy. By the looks and the first time, warm heart. The axe to be warm, so easy. Easy when axe, heart and eye. Live for the first time beautiful. Now, I'm confused. And I don't know whether I'm confused because I'm so stupid, or they're confused because they're so stupid that they think I'm stupid. Boy, that's a dilemma. And so when I was reading that, I thought, why put something up that doesn't bring you down? So I was thinking, that did not enlighten me whatsoever. It confused me. And when we're living in a world with information overload, if that is at all possible, for living in that world, we need to be able to negotiate the waters without language being in the way. But language is in the way. I mean, we've known about, there's been all kinds of machines built to try to do simultaneous or nearly simultaneous interpretation by a computer of your voice, and all these voice recognition softwares, things like that. It's all been out there for a long time, much longer than the period of time between when the concept of space travel and the reality came to be. So there's got to be something that can quickly break down the barriers between us in a flicker. You see, I think a lot of the inability of the world to come together on anything is that we don't speak a common language. I'm not going to say the same language, because this is where the arrogance comes in. The Americans think we're exceptional and things like that. But really, what we're talking about here is the idea that the message should be free. The interpretation will take heart and soul. But when you get translations like this without a key, unless you have the key, and I love to have that key, please give me that key. And if you say it's empathy, I tried all that. I don't think it's empathy. I think it's basically trying to mix people who really understand one language really understand another language, sometimes understand both equally well, and in some cases understand neither and are just passing the torch. And unfortunately, the ones that are not really involved in anything are the ones passing this torch to us. And maybe the torch is going to burn us because it's going to be handed to us wrong. So I challenge Google and all these other ones, other services that think that they're trying to save the best for only the elite. Think again, because I think that the best thing you can do to make this world better, if you care about making this world better, I know you probably would say so as a corporation, but as individuals, if you really care, the key is that this is all going to be free, because this all comes from the divine, and it's all given to us. Okay? The language barrier is probably the greatest barrier to peace in the world. Because language sets off emotions. And until we know more about how emotions work, we're not going to really be able to communicate. Because some of us will be overreacting, some of us will be extremely defensive, and some people will just dive right in. Now, the common sense would say the ones who dive right in grow and become the leaders of the world. Not necessarily so. Not necessarily so. Look at U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now there is a woman who seems to know what she's doing and why she's doing it. Now a lot of people might not really understand where she's coming from. They might just understand that she is a go-getter who speaks logically, clearly, concisely, and with straight talking. Yes, she'll attack the things that make you up. She will not necessarily attack you. The things you're carrying, Elizabeth Warren can distinguish. That's her skill. She knows where you're coming from without having been there. She's a genius. If I was Donald Trump, I would not be very happy to have her working against me. I'd love to have her working for me. You wouldn't be calling her Pocahontas or anything like that if you understood her true value. If you really are a pure American, you would be cheering for her, not for a party, not for winning the presidency, because she is a real force. She will carry the torch of Bernie Sanders, for sure. As a matter of fact, she'll probably start her own party. I think that's going to happen. Anyway, I'm going to stop this. Let me stop this. I'm going to go over here and turn this off.